Today's daf in Masechet Ta'anit, brought to you from Eretz HaKedesh, is daf Tet Zayin, and we got up to the simen of Rechov Teva Sakim Efer Efer Kvura Moria. So, first thing that we're going to discuss, why do we go outdoors? Lama Yotzim LaRechov. So, Rabbi Bar Abba says, the idea is that we want to show physically, Za'aknu Bitzin Avalona Aninu. Well, we've been davening in shul, and apparently it wasn't enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer us. Let's go and be mevaza ourselves publicly. So we'll suffer that sense of humiliation that we have to, we are such total idiots that we don't even get a response. And that will be more people to do teshuva, that busha. Rish Lakish says, the idea over here is no. It's more that it's an actual golus. We suffer. Galinu. And may the golos that we're going now into the street, mechaperet aleinu, that we don't have all of our normal things that we rely on and to feel at home in. We don't have a home. So golos is mechaperet. So if golos is mechaperet, then that would be for, on its own, would be a reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be aina, because now we have less chataim. Might be nayu, practically. The difference between the two pshatim, as to whether it's a busha or whether it's because of golus, the difference would be if you move out of one Beit Knesset into another Beit Knesset. So if the tam is because of galut and you don't feel comfortable, so then even that would be sufficient. It doesn't have to be bedavka to the rechov. Though obviously everybody is made that lechatchila we should have also the union of the rechov. And that would be the difference. So, if it's a matter of busha, it's not a busha to be in another shul, but it is a galut. And the next thing that we had was that we take the Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah, we take it outside. Lama motzim da teva l'rechov shel ir, om Reb Yehoshua ben Levi. That's as if you're saying, k'li tzanua hayalonu. We had something that we kept with great care and great tzniut, that shouldn't be something that should be just exposed to anybody. And now, because of us, nidbaza ba'avoneinu. So what is the value of saying that? So Rashi says the value is that it's a vidui. In other words, it's as if you're saying that as part of your vidui, because you're showing the impact of your chait, and that it makes a big difference to you. V'loma mitkasim b'sakin. Now Rashi learns that this continued questioning in the Gemara is actually based not on the Mishnah, but it's based on a Gemara in the Yerushalmi. When the Yerushalmi brings all of the following halachas, others learn that it's just based on the fact that this is the minhag all over. But in the Yerushalmi, it says beferish that they go out and they cover themselves up in sackcloth and they go out to batei kfaros and so on and so forth. So all of these things, says Rashi, are questions about where do we get that from or what is the purpose of it. So lama mitkasim besakin, om Reb Chiya Bar Abba, that's as if to say, hareyanu choshuvim kebeima. We see ourselves as animals, putting on ourselves clothing that is suitable for animals. So it's notzashal izim. It's a very low class kind of material that animals wear. Or it's the very fact that it's the hair of an animal instead of the wool. For lama notnim efrem mikla gabi teva. Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, that is to show imo anochi b'tzara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us in any kind of tzara that we have. And so to show that the same way that we put these ashes on ourselves, l'maisa tzkilu d'shchina itself is also in this situation. Reish Lakish says the greater sense of that is b'chol tzaratam lo tzar. So when Yeshayahu says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually suffers kevayochol, that's more of a sense of being together. Omer Rabbi Zera, Mereish, ki avechazinu l'rabona de'ave efer mikla agabe teva mizda'azeh li kule gufoy. The first time I saw such a thing, and I saw them going over and putting ashes on top of the Aron Kodesh, I was so shocked that my entire body was shaking. That's how much I was shaken by it. Okay, so that means when a person first sees something that is real, and it's not like a ritual. So then, Miresh, the first time he saw that, he was impressed by it. After it becomes a ritual, people no longer feel that sense of awe and trembling. I saw this amazing mice. I had this taxi cab driver that was taking me, and Natanya was taking me over to the train station. And he was telling me over some kind of verse from the Parsha Shavua about Aaron. And so I mentioned to him, it was during the time when Aaron was Nifter. So I mentioned to him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had come to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash, and said to him, Moshe, I need your help because I'm very embarrassed to tell Aaron that it's his time to die. So it's a whole Medrash I told him over. The guy, Mamish, pulled over and he said, my whole body is shaking. Having heard such a thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be embarrassed to say to someone that it's your time to die. It's like, you see what an impact something for the first time has on a person. It's an amazing thing. So, Lama Notnim Efer Barosh Kol Echad V'Echad. Why is we talked before about the getter of the busha that's there. So why do we put Efer on the head of each individual, but he puts it on himself? Pligi Bar Levi Bar Chama V'Rabbi Chanina. So before we said that the question over here was why did we have somebody else put the Efer? So there we said it was the busha. But over here we want to know what about the Efer per se? Like why Efer? So Chadomar Reino Chashuvim Kilufanecha Ke Efer. So it's like we are, what is it? Like we're worthless, like a bunch of ash. V'chadomar Kedesh Yizkor Lano Efro Shel Yitzchak. The other one says that this way the Efer of Yitzchak is Sovara the Mizbeach, as Chazal tell us Kilu. And so we want to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the sacrifice that was involved. Offer, the difference would be whether you can use just plain offer from the, Rashi takes out the word stam, but offer would mean that you could just use earth, according to Tosfos, who has the difference between. He learns that Efer is actually a getter of Misrafot of Adam, that there was Etzem Adam. So then it would be the difference between Stam. But according to Rashi, the difference is simply Ofer versus Efer. As you just put dirt, it's the same thing. Like, what are we? We're just dirt, like we say in English. It's word dirt. Lame Yotzin Lebeit HaKivarot. The next thing that the Rishami spoke about was that also on a fast day, and as Tosis points out, this becomes the Minag, that we go on Tisha B'Av out to the Beit HaKvarot, because since these Ta'aniyot have the dinim of Tisha B'Av, essentially, so people extrapolate from there that if it says over here that these special Ta'aniyot Sibur have these various minhagim, like going out to the Beit HaKvarot, so they should do that also at Tisha B'Av. So why do we do that? Pligi Bar Ublevi Bar Chama V'Rabbi Chanina. Chad Omar, it's as if to show Areanu Chashuvim Lefanecha Kimetim, that we're so low. So this is more of a sense of busha, that people should be shoved mitoch busha, or it could be directly, it's as if we're already dead, meaning if we don't get this changed, we don't get Chas V'Shalom, this Gezerah changed by doing teshuva, we might as well just be dead, because like that's what's going to happen. We're not going to have anything to eat. V'chanomar, we go to Beis HaKvaros in order to be ma'erer the derais before, that if they will be margish, that we're in such matzav, so they will be mavakish rachamim. My benayu, ikibenayu, kivrei akum. The difference would be, if all you have, there's no Jewish graves in the area, should you go out to a graveyard that has akum in it? So if it's just to remember, it's as if you're dead. So fine. I mean, it's even, you're going to an Akum is also dead. But if the Indian is that the Mesim are Chashuvim and there were Tzadikim Bineim that can be Mispawal Aleichem, that's what we say, Gedolim Tzadikim Misosim Yesuv Chayeim, so then obviously there's no point in going to a Mokum of Akum. Now, because we also have, one of the Inyanim, of the machlokas between Reb Levi Bar Chama and Rebbe Chanina that we were talking about before, we bring this in. But Lamaisa, we were talking before about the Efer Shel Yitzchak, which over there it says El Eretz HaMoriah. So we want to know what is the meaning of Har HaMoriah. So Pligi Bar Reb Levi Bar Chama, Rebbe Chanina. One says it's called Har HaMoria because it's the Har Sheyatza Mimenu Hora'a LiYisrael, that since this is the Makom of the Lishkas HaGozis, and this is the Lashon that the Rambam uses in defining what the Lishkas HaGozis is. The Lishkas HaGozis is the place in which Kimitzion Tetzei Torah, and here is the place Sheyotze Mimenu Hora'a L'Chol Yisrael. So that would be the reason why Moria is a Lashon of Hora. That when the goyim see the incredible chashivas of the Beis Hamikdash and the Aveda, and that's like it says in the pasuk that amim har yikro, that the goyim come and they once they come the rashis befarish over there, once they come to do business with Zvulun, so they say, well, if we already came over here to do this business, let's go up and see the way that these people worship their God. And they come up to Yerushalayim and they're blown away. And they, because of that, they are Zivchei Tzedek. They're maybe Zivchei Tzedek. They're Mizgayer and so on. So this creates a sense of awe about the Jewish people. So because of that, we call it Har HaMoria. Tosfos suggests, and Rashi brings this, but I think Tosfos, he's very, very opaque in his language. But I think what Tosfos is trying to say is that this idea of Yatsa Mimenu Mora Lovdei Kochavim, the idea of Yatsa Mimenu Lovdei Kochavim is normally attributed to Har Sinai. We're talking about, so that's the Mokum where Sinai is Sina Lovdei Kochavim and so on. So the idea therefore is that there is a parallel between the Moriah, which is Yerushalayim, in terms of its Hora'ah, and the nature of Torah itself, which should be definitely a sense of Moria, right? So he's saying that we borrow the term of Eretz HaMoria, which was really the Har Sheyatzo Hiroah, the Torah itself, and the Har that the Goyim were shaken, that for sure, that the Kol Olam Kulei was shaken, as it says by the Kabbalah HaTorah. So we borrow that as a reference to Har HaMoria, which is the place where that Hora'ah is funneled, so to speak, into the Olam, through the Beis HaMikdash, which is, of course, as it says in the creation of the Mishkan, the Iva Eid L'Chashama is that place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Tzamtzim Shkinosay there, and as all the Rishonim explained, that was a translation of Har Sinai onto the earth. So, Mamela, there is this parallel. So the fact that we would freely switch between them, and we could call it Har HaMoria in the sense of the local place where we have the Lishkas HaGozis, that's not saying that it is not connected in the same way to Har HaMoria, which is the place of the Etzem Terah that had come down originally, because after all, the Lishkas HaGozis is an expression directly of Har Sinai. So Mamela, we can freely move between them. So Har Sinai was a place that shook up the Goyim, so maybe that's the pshat. However, I don't know why nobody brings the posik that I mentioned to you, but that, I think that's the biggest raya. Amim Har Yikro is referring to people going up to Har HaMoria. And there it says that the Goyim will be shaken by what they see there. I don't know why we need any other, you know, pshatim that it's a reference to Har Sinai. It uses mamish the word Har, no? It sounds to me like it's perfect. Anyway, Hazaken Shebehem. So now getting back to the mission. Hazaken shebehem omer lifneihem divrei kibushim, so crushing words, tana rabbana, im yesh zaken. Okay, I mean, if there's somebody that is old and that has that kind of impact on them, then fine. But if there's no zaken, so then you can have a chacham. And if there's no chacham, you can have an adam shaltsura, someone who's got some kind of chashivas. He's tall and good-looking and powerful and is a big businessman, whatever. So that it will make an impact. So he's got the stature that will impact other people. Now, what did you mean? What do you mean? We just want some old guy up there and some alte kacker because he's zaken, so we're going to put him up there to speak and not a chacham? And if you have an option to put a chacham up there, what do we need this old guy up there for? So what, you meant a zaken even though he's not a chacham? And you're saying, if you don't have that zaken, wow, that's great to have this old guy up there. I mean, obviously, we want a Talmud Chacham better than we're going to put some Amoritz up there. Amar Rabbi, no. It means there's a Zakein who is not only a Chacham. Obviously, he has to be a Chacham. He's not only a Chacham, but he's also aged. Okay, so if he's an older Talmud Chacham, that's best. If you don't have someone that fits the bill, so then you can use even a young Talmud Chacham. V'im la v'omer adam shel tzura. So what kind of things does he say, continues the Braisa? Achenu, Lo sak v'ta'anit gormim, elo teshuva u'ma'asim tovim gormim, shekein matzinu ba'anshei nidvei, shelo ne'amar behem vayar ha'elohim et sakam v'ta'anitam, elo vayar ha'elohim et ma'asehem, ki shovu midarkam hara'ah. Quite remarkable, the interrelationship of Nineveh to the Gedorim of Teshuva and Tainis on so many different levels, including Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, to become the Melech of Nineveh, and that this is what we read on Yom Kippur, when the whole Aveda of the day is Teshuva, and Barnea wants to say something, probably from his neighborhood when he last visited Nineveh. Yes, Barnea.
I was last in Nineveh in Chicago in front of the prison of Sancheriv, talking about how we trapped this Yo in a city like a bird in the
Yes,
cage.
Yes, Barnea, go ahead and tell
but
us
that's
more.
That's not what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that the Mefarshim and the beginning of Nahum contrast that in Yonah's time, Asher listens, and now in Nahum's time, which is Asher Banapal, Sancheriv's grandson, that transition, they're not listening, and it goes into detail into Nineveh and what will happen to it. And then Svanya is already using Nineveh as an example of what's going to happen to them, but Yerushalayim and Yisrael are not listening. So it's mamish the parallel.
Amazing.
The parallels.
Beautiful, beautiful. And remember that this is like very primal, because it's Me'oretz Ahi Yatza Ashur. So the beginning of the Merida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the contrast to Avram Avinu, which is the whole idea of Amra fell, and Nimrod is contrasted to Me'oretz Yatzah Ashur, and that was, they went out and they built Nineveh when Ashur left. And as Rashi brings over there, that by seeing the impact that Nimrod was having on his society, that they, Bedavka, decided to get out of there. They didn't want to be part of this. So it goes back very early in the Torah, and it's amazing that it accompanies us throughout history. The question of the relationship to Ra on a social level, of a leadership level, of the Melech of Nineveh, and the way that the people respond and so on. It's really quite amazing. That would be the basis of the Medrash, of the relationship of Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, who survives the Yamsuf in order to become Melech Nineveh, to be able to be Malamid in Yonim of Tshuva. I just think that it's remarkable that the Perek was introduced with the questions from Nineveh. I mean, the issues of specific places where this is quite amazing. Okay. V'yitkasu sakima adam v'habeima. Mayave avdi. So what exactly did they do when we say that they put sakim on the animals? I mean, this is not something that is so crazy that people would put, I mean, people always put sack. We just said that before. One of the pshatim in were nechshav to be the equivalent of animals. So, why would that be so special? Must be that they did something special. So what they did was, is that asara beimad l'chud v'tavladot l'chud. What they did was, is that they actually put the sackcloth over the actual udders of the animal, so that therefore they weren't, they bedavka made a situation where there would be starvation, so that the children would start crying and begging for milk and so on. And they said, Amru lefanav, Ribono shel olam, im ein ata merachem aleinu, ein anachnu merachamim al elu. If you don't have rachamim on us, so we won't have rachamim either. I mean, you tell us that we should do as Rashi brings, v'rachamav al kol ma'asav, you tell us we should learn from you how it is that we're supposed to have rachamim, and you're not having rachamim, so we'll learn from you how not to have rachamim. I mean, this is the way you want to treat the world. And then it says, v'yikra'u el Elohim b'choska. B'choska means that they had a very strong taina. What was their strong taina? Tell me, who is the one that is going to give in first? The tzaddik or the rasha, when they're up against one another? Or people that are just completely broken down and one who can't be broken down? It's always the one who is aluv, the one who is ready to take any level of tsar. Ribbono shel Olam, you've been with us for millennia. We put you through hell, kavi yochel. You know, okay, so like, you know, you can't do anything with us. So like, So give in. Someone is a tzaddik. He's in front of a rasha. You're the tzaddik of Shalom. We're Rishayim. So, you know, so don't make such a big fuss over it. Vayashuvu yish midarkei ora'ah min ha-chamas asher bekapehem. So why do we stress the chamas asher bekapehem in your hands? And I mean, obviously, you know, a person has to, I mean, if he's going to be tevel v'sheretz v'yado, he's not going to be able to do teshuva. This means a mashmua. Afilu gozal morish uvena'o bebira mika'akea kola bira kula umachzir morish lebe'alav. What he was saying was that even though we have a takona mamash that the Chachomi made, that if you built something into your home, and it's going to mean the need to completely break down everything that you did with it, that you have a right to pay for what you stole. Instead of returning it, if the guy insists, no, you stole it, I want it, you can pay him for it. Masha'inkein, the king of Nineveh, he didn't go for that. And he said, "You have to, if there's anything in your hands, I don't care what it's going to involve, you have to get that back." Omer Avada bar Ava, an Adam sheyesh lo avera, biyodo avera. And he says avidui, but he doesn't actually do the tshuva of giving back what he has in his hands. He stole money. So now he's going to say vidui, but he doesn't give back the money. So what did he do? He went ahead and he went into the mikveh. But what's the mikveh? The mikveh is the vidui, which is the Rambam says that's what allows the tshuva to be mechaper. What good is that? If the guy is holding the sheretz when he goes into the mikveh is not going to help him very much, is it? So the same thing is true over here. You never were mitaher from your avera. But the moment that you throw it out of your hands, then all you need to do is go into the mikveh. Miad al talo tefilah, shenemar umodev ozev yerucham. The moment that you say your hoidah and you were ozev the avera, then you will get Rachamim at that minute. And it also says, Nisol avinu el kapayim, el b'shamayim. So when you lift up your hands, that means you have to, it's not enough just to say your tefillah. You have to lift up your hands, so to speak, by returning what it is that you have in your yadayim. Then the Mishnah says that then when it's time to stand up to say Amidah, they send somebody who is going to be giving them the tefillahs in a way that is special. So he has to be a zaken, and he knows when so on and so forth. The Brice, and now gives us the different dinim. So they're getting up to daven. So then, it's true that until now we already had a person that was up there. Remember, we had the zaken who is a chacham, or we have the chacham, even if we don't have a zaken, whoever we have. That doesn't mean we use the same guy for davening. Because in order to use someone as the Shliach Tzibur, there are other things that you need to take into consideration. And Ein Moridin Lifnei Ateva, Ela Adam Haragil. It has to be somebody who is used to the Girsaot, and he knows the various psukim that we're going to be speaking, and so on. Because basically, if not, he's going to be stumbling in the tefillahs. So it doesn't mean that he's, you know, I had an interesting experience. I was davening over here in Sanz. So the gabbai comes over and asks me, I shouldn't be upset, you know, that he's asking me such a question, but he wants to know if he calls me up for maftir, will I be able to read it properly? He says, I know it sounds like a crazy question, but you have no idea how many Talmidei Chachamim I call up here and then they don't know how to read. Like they sit and they make mistakes in the way that they read. So I have to ask you whether you'll be able to do a good job. So these are completely different things. There may be somebody who could get up there and can say all kinds of Toichacha and Divrei Kivushim, and he doesn't know how to read properly. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, he needs to be a mitupal ve'enlo. He needs to have tefillin, meaning he needs to have kids in the house, and that he doesn't have enough money to support the kids properly, so that he's going to really be mispalal chas v'sholom. I mean, if something happens to whatever small parnas he has, and the price of food goes up, what's he going to do? Yesh lo yigia b'sadeh, he's got to have something that is dependent directly on the rains. So he should have a field or a garden where he needs the rains. and Beito Rekam, and the house is empty, which Bepashtus means that he has no money. But then we just said he has no money, so we'll talk about what that is. And he's also Pirko Na'e, which we'll see means that even as a teenager he behaved properly, Ushval Berech, and he has Anova, and he's Merutzeh La'am. He's the type of person that people like, and because of that they will feel comfortable with his tevila. V'yesh lo ni'ima v'kolo arev. So he knows the nuschos, and he knows how to make. He has a good voice, kolo arev. But besides that, he also is yesh lo ni'ima. So he really knows how to daven and to make it melodic. And he's a baki likrot b'torah b'neviim uchtuvim. And what about all the psukim that are going to be coming up? And that's very complicated. I mean, so he shouldn't be like reading it as if he doesn't know the pasuk and so on. He's reading from, he's trying to remember the psukim. This is a person that he's used to this, and he knows the language of midrashim and halachas and agadas. So because of that, he's going to be able to be present in the tefillah and be natural in the tefillah. And he's baki b'chol ha-brachot kulam. These are complicated brachas. Remember, they didn't have sidurim then. So then he's actually so competent that he won't have any trouble saying over all these additional brachas. That's a very special kind of talent. And because of that, just because we had the zaken who's a chacham, doesn't mean that he can daven for the tzibur. V'yovi b'rabonin einayu b'rab Yitzchak bar-ami. This is so unique that the rabbonin were thinking, like, who do we know that has all of those things? Reb Yitzchak Bar-Ami, he's exactly what we would need. That would be a shliach tzibur. All right, so we said over there something that didn't make sense, because we said he's a mitupal ve'ein lo, and then that's Rev Kaplan, who is calling. I asked him to call me to remind me to please remember the Rev Kaplan fund for Hanukkah. So he was kind enough to call exactly when I asked him to call me at 8. Yeah, I heard you. I didn't tell you to call twice. So he reminded me. He'll probably keep calling. I don't know why. But please remember Rev Kaplan's fund. Anyway, but he mentioned two things. So he said he's a mitupal and that he doesn't have what to give for his kids. And then it also said that Beito Rekam, but I mean, that isn't that the same thing? I mean, which is which? What do you mean when you say Beito Rekam, and what do you mean when you say Ein Lo? Omer of Chista, no, it means Beito Rekam min Avera. In other words, it means that whatever money he does have, that he didn't steal it, and that it's his. That's the pshat. So the money which is there in Beito, he may have like a little piggy bank, but that money is actually without an Avera. So it's not a piggy bank, it's a sheep bank. Anyway, so Omer of Chista, Zeshe Beito Rekam in Avera. Then you say Pirko Na'e. What does that mean? That means that even as a teenager, people weren't saying bad things about him. Lo Yatzalav Shem Rabbi Alduto. So we talk about like Yaakov and Esav, that then when they were teenagers, all of a sudden everybody started paying attention to them, and the Dez Rashi says. Then you think about it, what it would mean to appoint the wrong guy as the Shliach Tzibur. So you think, okay, you know, but he's got a nice voice. The fact that he's got these horrible midas and that he steals. People think that he's a phony and that he's sitting around there crying in his tefillah. It's just hypocritical while he turns on the radio when he gets home on Yom Kippur to hear the opera, you know. So, okay, but Lamais is a good chazan. So therefore, we bring the pasuk. Haitali nachalatika arieva yar, natna alai bekola al kainsinetia. So my nachala, Am Yisrael, was like a lion in the forest, using her voice against me. I mean, it's like, oh my God, I hate the sound of it. That's why I hate her. What does it mean, natna alai bekola? But she uses her voice against me. Omar Mashrut Ratuv Yomar Rav, exactly. Sometimes Rav Chama Omar Belozer. This refers to a tzibur that appoints a shliach tzibur who goes down and he davens for everybody. And this is their representative, you understand. They Bedavka sent somebody that I hate, and I'm supposed to listen to this tefillah. So this is like the best thing to pay your chazan extra. Make sure you bring him in from Austria so that he can sing for you on Yom Kippur and make sure that everybody has a great Yom Kippur. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meanwhile, is saying, ach, So the shliach tzibur yored lifnei ha-teva sheino hagun. Okay, now let's talk about the 24 brachot. So the Mishnah says, Omer lifteim esrim v'arba brachot, which consist of the normal shmona esrei brachot, u'mosif aleihem ot sheish. Now, I just read the Mishnah, and there were seven. We had this Misha Anel Avram Avinu, and then when we went through all of them, that included seven things. Why do you say six? Ani sheish sheva avyan. I mean, you said it beferish. I mean, if the Mishnah itself counts seven, you don't have to rely on me. So why does it say six? Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, obviously, you know the answer. The Shvi'is means the seventh of the brachot that we lengthen by adding the Misha Anah. But the first of those brachas was Goel Yisroel. And Goel Yisroel is not a new bracha. Goel Yisroel was in the normal Shmoneh Esrei brachas. So because of that, we say you add six brachas. But it's true that I have to tell you the seven chotamot that we're adding because we are marich in Goel Yisroel. And then we start ben Goel Rofe. Then we start saying, Kidetanya, the Goel Yisroel, you're already marich. And in the chotamet of that bracha, you say, Mishanat Avram Bahara Moriah, but then you go back to saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, right? So, Veinonim Aracharav, Amen. So, Memela, the idea over here would be that you're supposed to add. Now, as I told you, there's a big machlokas we've shown him over here because the Rambam learns what it is that you're supposed to add to that bracha is what the Mishnah was talking about when it said, your maskir zichreinois and shayfreis, and el Hashem betzarata, karat, betzarati, karat, and so on. Those are the psukim that are added to Goel. Everybody else was learning, like Rashi, that you have to improvise to figure out what you're going to be adding to Goel Yisrael. And these psukim of the zichreinois, shayfreis, and so on, those represent the additional six brachas. And it just works out because there are, in fact, six different psukim, including Zichron and Shofres is one and two. So there were six different things that were mentioned in the Mishnah. So it's very misleading. So, I mean, according to the way the Rambam is learning, the one thing that's given is what to say for Goel Yisrael. According to everybody else, the one thing that's not given is what to say for Goel Yisrael. V'chazana Knesset omer lehem tik'u b'nei Aaron, tik'u. And then he says again, meaning that he repeats again, Mishanat avotenu al yamsuf, hu yanet chem vishma bekot tzatratchem, ayom hazeh, baruch zoche al nishkachot, vein onim acharav, amen, v'chazan ha-kneset, omer lam ariu b'nei Aaron ariu. So this is, there's two different people. There's the Shatz, who is not the Chazan HaKnesset. This is where the confusion about the word Chazan, because remember, Chazan has nothing to do with people who use their voices. That was not the original meaning of the Chazan. It had to do with the people who were in charge of getting their superintendents. So either they clean up or they see to it that things are done properly, but it certainly is not the guy who's going to be using his voice. Over here, we actually use the Chazan HaKnesset to say the instructions for the Tekiah. To Bnei Aaron. V'chein b'chol bracha o bracha. So we alternate. One of them we say tiku, one of them we say hariyu, which many of the Rishonim learn, that means that that's what we actually did. In one of them they were teruah, and in one of them were tekiah. But remember that the Rambam Paskins, we always do. There's no such thing as a teruah, which we learned out before when Ram is in the pasuk, that we always have a tekiah before the teruah and after the teruah. Therefore, it's just a question of semantics. It's not a question of what we actually did. So the Rebbe has finally joined us over here from Hungary instead of walking along the river. Well, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Very good. So when, now we said over here they say Amen. When do they say Amen? That's Dafka outside of the Beis HaMikdash. They say Amen. You don't ever answer Amen. How do we know? We want to say something that goes beyond the normal things and the normal tilos that you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a reference to the Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, which is what the lashon of the Shliach Tzibur is. And then instead of saying Amen, you say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Soli Olam Va'ed. You might think that this is on all of the brachas together. So after we finish all of these additional brachas, you say this Girsa. Yochal Kol Brachot Kulam Lo Te'el Tehila Achat. That's why it says Talmud Lomar Mormam Al Kol Bracha Utehila, meaning Al Kol Bracha on every single one of the brachot, Tein Lo Tehila, give that special Tehila. So there it was done like this. El Migdash, how does it go in the Migdash? So you say, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam V'Ad Olam Baruch Goel Yisrael Ve'Eino Nimacharav Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Le'Olam Va'Ed. And then the Chazan HaKnesset would say, Tiku HaKohanim B'nei Aaron Tiku. And then he would repeat the bracha before they did the tekiah. So the tekiah, when he says tiku, they were not okay immediately. He's telling them tiku, meaning get that trumpet ready. Get that chatzotzra ready to blow on. And get that shofar ready. In the Mikdash, they use both, remember, the shtei chatzotzrot and the shtei shofarot. And then he would repeat, let's just make sure that we know what that tekiah and shofar is going to be on. So he would repeat, Mishanat Avram Aram Uriyahu Yanetchem Mishmah Kol Tzatchem Hayom Hazeh, and then they would be Tokea. So this we do in each one of them. So if he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, the second one, Min Olam V'Ad Olam, Zocher Nishkachor, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'Olam V'Ed, Chazan HaKnesset says to them, Ariyu HaKohanim, because remember we alternated Ariyu of Bnei Aaron with Tiku, Kohanim Tiku. And then this would be the pattern. We give you two examples. You can get the Ariyu, the difference between the Ariyu and the Tiku, the difference between the Kohanim and the Bnei Aaron, and to understand that that was the pattern for the rest of it. B'achas Amra Tiku, B'achas Amra Ariyu, Ad Shegomeret Kulam. And as we mentioned, V'kachi Nihig Rav Chalafta B'tzipori, and Rav Chananya Ben Tradion had these same things that Rav Chalafta did in Tzipori to treat the local Beit HaKnesset, the way that they daven in the Beis HaMikdash. And this is what Rav Chananya ben Tradion did in Sichni, both of which is in Barnea's neighborhood, of course. Ukeshaba, Davar, Lifnei HaChachamim. They were objecting to using this kind of anhaga. Remember, we mentioned earlier there's different yesos in the Mishnah, and that according to some, the specific thing that they did that the Chachamim were makbid on was the trua on the brachas instead of after the brachas. Others learned the Parshas, the way that we have it, is that they didn't say Amen, and that they had people say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Soli Olam Va'ed, as Rashi says on the Rif. Anyway, the Chachamim taina that this is not the correct way to do it, because lo ayinu nagin kein Ella Bashare Mizrachu Baharabayat, this is not done locally. And then there's another way of reading this braita. Iti Amrei, some say that the lashon is like this, that Omer Lefem Esrim V'Arba Brachot, which consists of the Shmona Esrei that we have every day brachot, and you add another six brachot. And where did you add those other six brachot? Otan Sheikhan Omran, Bein Goel Lerofe, and before you start the six, your Ma'arich Begu'ula, and you add all those things, which again, according to Rambam, means the various psukim that were mentioned with the Zichronis and Shofrits, etc. According to others, it means you add things that are extemporaneous and that the Shliach Tzibur has to be able to add. And then, Eino Nimach Rav Amin, Al Kol Bracha V'Bracha. Now, that's only in the Gvulin. But they did not answer Amen. And this is Al Kol Bracha U'Bracha. You give the Tehillah. Now, what about the Maisa of the that we had before with Rav Chalafta, Rav Chananya ben Tradion? So Tana Rabbana, Ala Rishonot to Omer Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Baruch Goel Yisrael Ve'Inachro Baruch Shem Kvod Baruch Huso V'Chazan HaKnesset Omer Tiku Kohanim Tiku V'Chozer Ve'Omer Mishanat Avram Bahar Amoriah Hu Ya'aneh Etchem Yishma B'Kol Tzatchem Hayom Hazeh V'Ala Shniyah. Omer, this was the end of that the other version, which is the same as our version original. Now says Hariyu b'nei Aaron Hariyu, and then we repeat the bracha, and then they would do the trua tki and trua afterwards. So that makes it very clear that when we said before, we left that out before, that this means that the trua was not done when he said to do it. It was done after he repeated the bracha. And this was the Seder. And he finishes all of the brachas, which is the end of the brisa that we had it originally. Now, the next thing that we found in the Mishnah was the Rabbi Yehuda said, we don't say zichronos, we don't say shofros in the Seder Hayom of the brachas. Omer vada de min yafo, my time, the Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say, well, bedavka, you shouldn't say it? Yes, he says, bedavka, you shouldn't say it. Because the fisha ein omrim zichronot v'shofarot, the whole idea of zichronot v'shofarot is specifically when Yisrael is omed bedin. And therefore, we only say it b'shas dina, which is on Rosh Hashanah and on Yovel when Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaKippurim, and b'sha'at milchama, because that is a time in which it specifically, Rashi says, I don't know where this comes from. Where does it come from that you say it b'sha'at milchama? Where does it say that? I mean, it's true. It says, v'chitavo milchama ba'artzechem ala tzara tzoreratchem. It says, v'areyotem b'chatzotzrot. But where does it say that that chatzotzrot is supposed to be b'malchir tzichroinais and shofros? Rashi says, I don't know where this comes from. But b'pashtus, the way the Rambam understands the idea, is that the concept of din is not limited to Rosh Hashanah or Yom HaKippurim of Yovel. Concept of din is wherever something is ma'ir din on the person. So if there is something that is now, he's in a matzav in which we need to be done, whether he should be zeicha in the milchama or not zeicha in the milchama, so then b'pashtus, that would be a time at which you need to do exactly the same thing. It's Sarat Sorer Atchem.